the song. Cry with the wind, for the dawn is breaking. March, march, swing you along. Why blow the banners and hope is waiting.
The fascists went through, and then Jewish, Irish, dockers.
You are a bold woman.
My mother had 17 pregnancies. They didn't all live, but she's always said, I've got 17 children. I had 9 boys and 8 girls.
If you're angry, get your emotions out. Like, for example, contemporary dance is very smooth and, you know, it's very calm. So when I do it, I feel very calm. That's what I like doing. And just, you know, makes me happy.
And that's your love is coming out there, isn't it? And you'd be feeling, you just want to get out.
You can't just live your life in 4 worlds, like, yeah. You know, house, just your room. You have to, like, see what's outside. You have to feel the fresh air. Like at home, I bet some people feel suffocated, like I do. But when I go outside, I feel free. I feel like there's so many things I can do if I, like, you know, pull my mind into it.
Not my entire family, because I've got quite a big family and not all of us are like religious, but I think faith has become really important to me, and like before I do anything, I think about my faith.
I'm looking at decorated, beautiful carpets. The fabric is soft against my feet and it buries my toes. I'm not really looking though. I've sort of let my prayers lift me up and take me away.
I've always been really close with my dad. Like, me and my dad, we're just, like, we get along. Like, even if we sit together, we just know what we're thinking. And it's just, we get along so well. And so he's religious. I've never wanted that relationship to change. So I think that's also why it's so important to me, because it's important to him.
Well, I lived in Lehman Street. And I lived where it leads to Cable Street. And so I was looking out the window. I was a young child with my mother and father. So as we were looking out the window, came the police and lots of the people marching. The fascists went through, and then Jewish, Irish, dockers, throwing whatever they could get hold of at this Moseley. And as I come from a Jewish family, my mum and dad were very, very nervous. But I remember that march because there was a woman being dragged into the police station. And her dress went up and she was wearing what they call bloomers. And my mum was saying, come away from the window. And I thought she was saying come away because she was nervous. But she thought it wasn't nice for me to see the knickers.
I always wanted to have children and I wanted to have 20, 19 boys and 1 girl. So, but it never transpired. And I think sometimes, because I was the girl who stayed at home most as the youngest girl, my mother and I used to sort of sit and chat, and she always said to me, don't do worse than me when you choose a husband. So anybody I went out with, I measured them up to my dad. And they never really came up. They were not handsome enough or not kind enough or whatever it is. And I would not have had children outside of marriage, so I just didn't have any. And it never really bothered me because in the end I became a children's nurse, so I had enough children to look after.
I know if I had to live my life again, I wouldn't get married. I'll get 3 children, maybe for 3 different men, I don't know. No, because it's like you're nailed to the house. You can't go anywhere. You can't dress up and go nowhere because you stay home and be like a maid. But now it's different. It's like 50-50. In my days, my husband didn't help with the babies. All he do is just go to work and then go with the boys and drink after, and I'm stuck with the babies.
How would you describe your life now than before?
To me, it's harder now because those days I didn't have any health problem. I just want to, like, love myself and live the life I want to live, a peaceful, happy, quiet life.
You are a bold woman, indeed.